Adius Paraches Mishnah Hey, Heyed Rabbi Akiva Mishum Nechemya Ish Beis Dali. Rabbi Akiva testified in the name of Nechemya from Beis Dali, Shemasiim Eso Isha Al Pied Echad, that we allow a woman to marry on the testimony of one aid, of a single witness. A woman's husband went to the Nesayam, as we've seen before, and a single witness testifies that he died. They permit her to remarry based on his testimony. Now, we already said this in Perek Vav, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but Rabbi Akiva repeated it again, despite that fact, because he wanted to say it specifically in the name of Nechemya Beis Dali. He said, say it to them in my name, to Rabbi Akiva, my country is being overrun by enemy armies, and I can't go to Eretz Yisrael to testify what I heard, but I heard from Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein that this, in fact, is the halacha. One aid is good enough, and Rabbi Gamliel, his grandson of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein, rejoiced at his words and said, we finally found a companion for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So this was a very big deal, and this is also mentioned in a Mishnah as well, the last Mishnah in Yevamos, which is, by the way, a very long one, if I remember correctly. Heyed Rabbi Yehoshua atzamo shenimtzu bedir ha'etzim. Rabbi Yehoshua testified concerning bones of a corpse of a dead person, which are found in the woodshed in the Ezras Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Amru Chachamim, so he testified that the Chachamim said, Melaket etzem etzem, he collects each bone by bone, they collect them up and take them out of the Ezras Nashim, they are called Tahar, and everything that is in the Ezras Nashim is Tahar, and you don't become afraid, maybe they made a person Tameh, or other Kalim Tameh, because the Ezras Nashim is Rishus HaRabim, and when it comes to doubt whether anything touched that mace or not, Tumah in Rishus HaRabim is considered Tahar, and so we're not worried. We also don't worry that there are graves there, because the presumption is that Eretz Yisrael is Tahar, unlike Chutz La'aretz, which is considered to be Tameh, that there are graves all over the place that people forgot. Mishnah Vav, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Shamati shayu bonim behechol. I heard from my Rebbeim that when they were building the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Ezra, when they were building the second Beis HaMikdash, osim kiloyim lahechol ukiloyim laazaros. They made curtains, they made hangings for the Beis HaMikdash that they hung around the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and curtains, hangings for the azaros that they put up around the areas of the courtyards. But el shebehechol bonim yibachutz. The ones for the Beis HaMikdash, they built from the outside. So they put the hangings where the wall was going to be, and then the builders built the wall from the outside so they wouldn't be looking in at the Beis HaMikdash that they were putting together. Uba Azara, but the ones that they were putting art on for the courtyards, Bonim Mibifnim, they built from inside because the hangings were outside the place where the wall was going to be. So the hangings weren't the exact spot of the wall. They were either right inside or right outside. In the case of the Azara, they stood inside the wall while standing, they built the wall while standing inside the curtains. So just a different building strategy as they were putting them up. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua said, Shamati, Shemakrivim, Afal Pisha, Ein Bayis. That they offered karbanos on the place where the Beis HaMikdash used to be, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. And Ba'ochlim kodshe kodshim afal pisha ein kiloyim. And the Kohanim eat kodshe kodshim in the area where the Azara was, even though there are no hangings, meaning there is no wall to the Azara. Because in the Midbar, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, they ate kodesh kodshim within the hangings, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, which is surrounded by these curtains. The same applies for the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, which is considered to have curtains, even though really they're walls, but even so. And he was saying that he heard that people were doing this in his time, after the Korban Bayis Sheni, at the time of the Romans. Furthermore, Kodshim Kalam U'Maiser Sheni, Afal Pi She'ein Choma. One is also eating Kodshim Kalim, the less Kodesh sacrifices, and Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, even though there was no wall around Yerushalayim at that time. Shekedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Because the original sanctification of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim by Shlomo HaMelech was a sanctification, a Kedusha, that started at that time and also included the entire future for all time. And even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the walls of the city were breached and knocked down, these places didn't lose their Kedusha. So you can offer Karbanos in the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, even though it is not there anymore, I'm sure the Al-Aqsa Mosque people would have something to say about that. And you can eat Kodesh Kodeshim in the place where the Azar was, even though it no longer exists anymore. And so this is what Rabbi Yoshua was saying. Originally, they thought he was arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer said only when they built the Beis HaMikdash, that was a Kidshah L'Shaita, but not forever. And Rabbi Yoshua was saying that it was forever, but the Gemara rejects this and explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yoshua that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim was L'Asilovo for all time. So then why did they need hangings at all while they were building the walls if it was already Kodesh? So Rabbi Eliezer said it was for tznius, for modesty, that they put them up until the walls were completed.